Free speech is up for discussion again today. Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce has broken ranks to criticise the Coalition's proposed changes to Section 18C. He's urging the PM to just deal with it and move on, saying the issue is irrelevant to ordinary voters. But Barnaby, just because it doesn't affect everyone, doesn't mean we shouldn't be concerned about it. There are plenty of things that don't impact me, that still concern me. And even if only a few are impacted by it, that doesn't mean that we turn our backs. We all know the high-profile 18C cases involving Andrew Bolt and Bill Leake and those poor Queensland University students. But what about the case involving our mate Reverend Bill Cruz? You may remember we spoke to the Reverend last December when he was the subject of an 18C racial discrimination case all over a statue inside his church at Ashfield. The statue is a memorial that commemorates the hundreds of thousands of women who were forced to work as sex slaves during World War II. But the Australia-Japan Community Network launched a case against the statue in Reverend Cruz's church, and they say that it offended, insulted, or humiliated them. Look, when you've got someone with the character of Reverend Bill Cruz being subjected to a complaint under 18C, that says something about 18C. Thankfully, that case has been dismissed. Reverend Bill Cruz says the case brought against him was ridiculous and outrageous. And the fact that this law is used to unsettle someone with the credentials of Reverend Bill Cruz just shows it has issues and needs to be changed. Now, yesterday on this program, Labor's Anthony Albanese told us it's not the law that has issues, but the process surrounding it. And the President of the Human Rights Commission, Gillian Triggs, is saying exactly the same thing. But that is absolute BS. Gillian Triggs could have thrown those cases out from the start because she's already and has always had the power to do so. She's fudging the truth to suggest otherwise. And if her mishandling of these complaints has compounded the bad reputation of Section 18C, then those whining about the overhaul of our free speech laws need to take it up with her.